Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba at the White House on Friday and said the two countries would work to cut Washington's trade deficit with Tokyo amid escalating trade tensions threatening to rupture the global economy. During a photo appearance with Ishiba in the Oval Office, Trump said he would discuss North Korea with Ishiba and Nippon Steel's blocked $14.9 billion attempt to take over U.S. Steel, which he has opposed. Trump also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs on many countries next week, and said he plans to talk with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin next week. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said at an emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council on Friday, the worst could be yet to come in East Congo's escalating crisis, warning that abuses including rape and sexual slavery may increase. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
The UN meeting was called by Congo to investigate massive rights violations it blames on Rwandan-backed M23 rebels, who have taken the city of Goma since late January and are seizing more territory. Turk criticized Rwanda for the rights violations.
Since January 26th, nearly 3,000 people have been killed and 2,880 injured. The real figures are likely much higher.
Rwanda's envoy rejected allegations that it was responsible, saying it had proof of an intended major attack by its western neighbor. Congo has submitted a motion seeking the creation of a UN fact-finding mission, which would be due to provide a full report on Eastern Congo abuses by September 2025. While the Council has no legally binding power, its debates carry political weight. Investigations mandated by the Council can sometimes lead to prosecutions for war crimes in international courts.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court at The Hague is condemning new sanctions signed by President Trump. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The International Criminal Court today called on member states to stand up against sanctions imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump, saying the move was an attempt to harm its independent and impartial judicial work. Trump signed an executive order against the ICC Thursday for its investigations of Israel. The sanctions include stopping ICC officials from entering the U.S. The International Court issued an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his actions towards Palestinians in Gaza following the October 2023 Hamas attack. Trump says the ICC's actions set a dangerous precedent, while Liz Evanson with Human Rights Watch says U.S. sanctions against ICC officials would be a gift to those around the globe responsible for mass atrocities. Neither the United States nor Israel are members of the ICC or recognize it. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration has told the U.S. Supreme Court that the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on gender-affirming care. The court's conservatives in December had seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The formal notification of the change Friday is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration regarding transgender people and human rights. President Trump earlier signed an executive order halting federal support for gender-affirming health care for transgender people under age 19. Sweden's right-wing government said on Friday it would seek to tighten gun laws in the wake of the country's deadliest mass shooting at an adult education center, where the attacker appeared to have used several of his own licensed rifles. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Swedish police on Thursday said the suspect had a license for four guns, and three of them were found with him. They said they recovered 10 empty magazines and a large quantity of unused ammunition from the scene. The government has agreed with its far-right backers in parliament to tighten up the vetting process for people applying for gun licenses and to clamp down on some semi-automatic weapons. Swedish Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer told Reuters on Friday that the AR-15, an assault rifle based on a military design that has been used in many mass shootings in the United States, was the kind of gun the government wanted banned.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Tens of thousands of people gathered in dozens of cities and towns across Slovakia as vocal protests against pro-Russian policies of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico intensified. Crowds chanted their clear message to the premier, resign, resign. The latest mass wave of anti-government rallies was fueled by Fico's recent trip to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and his remarks that Slovakia might leave the European Union and NATO. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.